Never, ever, never shall it be. That's where you went, you make the speech that you will rather die and die for something that is, it is valuable. Our freedom, people's freedom, you rather die. So he was accused, number one, they were charging him for terrorism, all the kind of things, going out of the country without a passport, going in and out of the country, all the kind of things. They put on these charges, they arrested him in 1964, yes, he went to Robben Island. And that's where he spent a good amount of time. And now in 1982, he was transferred to Bolsmoor. Bolsmoor is the biggest prison in Cape Town, just the side of Tukai, next to Westlake. Not really, really in Cape Town, but a little bit outside of Cape Town to the coast. So he spent time there. Him and the 14 others of his accused, Walter Sisulu was there, Andrew Mlangeni was there, Gavin Mbeki was there, I think. So when he was sent to Robben Island, they wanted to begin the negotiations. They saw that people, they are not stopping. People, they were not stopping. The movement was going on. People were bringing havoc. Remember in the Sharpeville massacre, remember Soweto uprising in 1976, remember in 1985 in Cape Town, remember some of the activities that were happening in Soweto during the 80s. So there are many activities. Remember the Women March. There are many activities that are happening now. They see that people are getting fucked up and they are losing now the trust. They are losing that power over people. So they said, okay, we must negotiate and try to negotiate. The negotiations took over the couple of years. In 1985, during those negotiations, they offered him the world. They offered him everything. They said, Mr. Mandela, we'll give you whatever you want. We'll give you the mansions. We will give you all the cars you want. We will give you all the women you can even think of. If you can convince these people to stop this fight, convince these people to just forget about this freedom. Tell them that we are good people, we'll take care of them. There's no freedom, it's our land. So in reply for that, Nelson Mandela wrote a letter to her daughter, Zinzi Swa, the one that just passed away few days ago on the 13th. May her soul rest in peace, Zinzi Mandela. He wrote a letter that she read public.
So my father, at Bolsmoor Prison, to obtain his answer to Boeta's offer of conditional release. The prison authorities attempted to stop the statement being made, but you would have none of this and made it clear that you would make the statement to you, the people. Been puppets who have claimed to speak for you. They have made this claim. They have made this claim both here and abroad. They are of no consequence. My father and his colleagues will not be like them. My father says, I am a member of the African National Congress. member of the African National Congress, and I will remain a member of the African National Congress until the day I die. Oliver Tambo is much more than a brother to me. He is my greatest friend and comrade for nearly 50 years. If there is anyone amongst you who cherishes my freedom, Oliver Tambo cherishes it more, and I know that he would give his life to see me free. There is no difference between his views and mine. My father says, I am surprised at the conditions that the government wants to impose on me. I am not a violent man. My colleagues and I wrote in 1952 to Milan asking for a roundtable conference to find a solution to the problems of our country, but that was ignored. When Strayton was in power, we made the same offer. Again, it was ignored. When Verwoerd was in power, we asked for a national convention for all the people in South Africa to decide on their future. This too was in vain. It was only then, when all other forms of resistance were no longer open to us, that we turned to armed struggle. Let Botha show us that he's different to Malan, Strayton, and Verwoerd. Let him renounce violence.
Yes.
Let him say that he will dismantle apartheid.
Yes.
Let him unban the people's organization, the African National Congress.
Yes.
Let him free all who have been imprisoned, banished or exiled for their opposition to apartheid. Let him guarantee free political activity so that the people may decide who will govern them. I cherish my own freedom dearly, but I care even more for your freedom. Too many have died since I went to prison. Too many have suffered for the love of freedom. I owe it to their widows, to their orphans, to their mothers and to their fathers who have grieved and wept for them. Not only have I suffered during these long, lonely, wasted years, I am not less life-loving than you are. But I cannot sell my birthright, nor am I prepared to sell the birthright of the people to be free. I am in prison as a representative of the people and of your organization, the African National Congress, which was banned. What freedom am I being offered whilst the organization of the people remains banned?
A very insightful speech, very insightful letter. Mr. Mandela was refusing to sell out his people. He was refusing to be bought by anything publicly for everyone to see. He said he wants us to have a better future than he had. He wants freedom for everyone. Fast forward to between 1985 now and 1988, he was in and out of hospitals. He was starting to get these kind of lung diseases and stuff, going to Tiger Beg Hospital, going to all these kind of hospitals because he was getting old. At that time, he was 70 already. He was 70. So he was getting old, he was getting sick. So in 19 1988, he was transferred to Victor Verster, which is now known as Drakenstein in Paarl, a big prison just outside Paarl in the Eastern Cape. You can come and visit it and saw here and see where he was living. I went there. There's a big statue when we got in. As a warden, I was working there in Worcester Prison. So I went there to check how he was living there, how were the conditions and stuff. He was living in a small house. Those houses that are made for the prison warders to stay in, he was staying in that house. In the times of negotiations, he was in prison. He couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't do anything. He was getting food from the prison. He was not cooking. He was not doing the groceries. So he was still in prison. So the negotiations went, and he was released in 1990. It was a very, very proud moment for people who was there. I was very young back then, but I saw the videos, I saw the excitement of the people, I watched the movies, I read his book Long Walk to Freedom. Go and check it out. So 1993, he won the Nobel Peace Prize, and in 1994, he became the first black president in South Africa. The first black president. At that time, he was 76, I think. Old man. So now let's talk about was he now a hero or was he a traitor? Did he sell out? If he did sell out, how did he sell out? If it was you, what were you going to do? If he was a hero, how was he a hero? And in South Africa, we never get our land back, we never got our resources back. Let's get into it just a little bit brief. I will expect to get your comments so we can talk about it. Was Nelson Mandela a hero? Did he go through a lot? Did he lose time away from his family? Did he go to prison and did hard labor to get this freedom? Did he have a choice to get the land back, to chase the white people out of South Africa, to get black people's resources to them, to close all those mines and nationalize them to the government? Yes, he did. What was the best option? Why did he think that it was the best solution to choose peace over war? The peace that he chose, what repercussions that peace came with? Because the peace that he chose came with the repercussions. Whatever they were fighting for, the land back, total freedom, financial freedom, in 1994, that was never achieved. All that was achieved was the illusion of freedom. So I want to hear from you. Was he a sellout? Was he a hero? Or was just an old man who had a long, horrific life, horrific events that he saw that for us to continue going forward, we need to have peace. Because as an old man, you believe that you want to be a bigger person. You believe that people should live together in harmony. People should have a rainbow nation. People should coexist in a space where there is distrust, in a space there is anger, in a space there is horrific experiences that happened because of certain people who wanted to think that they are above one another. The question still remains. Was it because he thought that he was doing what's best for the country at that time, for us to get a step forward to the freedom? Then whoever was going to come after him was going to be radical enough to nationalize the mines, nationalize the agriculture, nationalize all sectors. It might be. Maybe the one that failed was the one that came after him. Because if you can read the ANC Freedom Charter, spot on, they want the land back, they want to nationalize everything, they want free for all, they want financial freedom, they want all the resources for the people, but in 1994, those were never achieved. People are still living in the dump, still living deep, people are still living in the houses that, where I'm coming from in the Eastern Cape, those houses are living the peaks.
Or even during the time that he was there, they should have convinced him that we're gonna nationalize things. But they didn't. They're still fighting for the land up until now. And who owns the land is the government. The government is the one that can take the land if they want to, but they are waiting for the white people to give them the land. They are trying, give us the land back. Please. That's not Mr. Mandela's fault. You have the chance now to go and grab the land. He did his bit. Now it's your time to do your bit. Let's answer the question. Was Mr. Mandela a hero or a sellout? Let's talk about it on the comments. I'm remaining neutral. I shared my piece with that. I hope you can enjoy the video. I hope you did subscribe. If you have not, please do subscribe. Hit that button there and hit the bell and make sure that you receive your notifications. I hope you enjoy it. Please watch the video that is dedicated to Muammar Gaddafi. It's also the same content that we have for this one. And also watch the one that is talking about the China and Africa relationship, the exploitation of Africa by China. Let's fight these people. Let's fight China. Let's fight the West. Let's unite as Africans. Let's create that one Africa with no borders. Let's trade together with economy. Let's do things together as Africans. It's time. Thank you. Fikiria kwa undani, Nduku Asante. Tamako.